when we started off, we had spoken about what are the reasons why people don't want to learn Musar. And the Maisa, there's one included to talk about, and that is, why is it when people start talking about Musar, people start falling asleep? People lose their interest. Sometimes people will read a sefer of Musar and just like space out and not be interested. What's the reason why it's sometimes we have just a lack of interest in it? There's two nekudas which l'chayra are very big shroshim that could really help us to change Hamabat in Musar. One nekuda, the Mesilas Yesharim, both of them, the Mesilas Yesharim says. One of them is the Mesilas Yesharim, when he speaks about people being zar in what they're doing, as he says, one of the main reasons why people aren't zar is what he calls tipul olami. The world is so busy, there's so much to do. You know, people are really good people, they mean well. Why don't they function? Why don't they perform? Why don't they produce in a ruchniyistic sense? Now, they're good people, they mean well. What's going on? As he says, tipul olami. There are so many things that keep a person occupied and keep him busy. His heart is busy with so many things that he partially loses interest and he doesn't realize how much he lost interest. In the times in the Mesilas Yesharim, when he spoke about tipul olami, as kimuvan, he was talking about parnasa, which is a big ol on people, and even bizman hazeh, parnasa is even a bigger ol. But when you're talking to yeshiva bachrim, the tirda olami is not from parnasa. Derech klal, it's not a yeshiva bachrim's tipul and tirda. As what are people so busy with that causes them not to be interested in learning and ruchnias? I'll tell you the honest truth, I have no clue. But I'm joking, but bachrim are always busy. I don't know with what. There's always something going on. They're always busy. They leave the Beis Medrash at 12:30. They're up 1:32 at night. What are they doing? Such a good question. Bizman hazeh, the tirda olami, what's going on? There's so much going on. Koidim kol, in the Mesilas Yesharim's time, there was an invention called the telephone. Once the telephone was invented, there's so much to hack about. There's so much to talk about. But really, and this is one of the big dangers of smartphones or computers, meaning forgetting the pretense angle, but it just keeps people and it gets them so involved in so much. It used to be like I would handle about my family politics, but now with social media, with everything going on, I could handle with the whole world's politics. It used to be like I would discuss something with my brother or sister and the close family, but now you could have podcasts. You could have yeshiva bachrim sitting and watching how to make steak. Someone went on a tour to a country. And this is all kosher v'yasher. There are a bunch of chassidim that they got together and they went on a tour. And everyone's watching them talk about their wonderful trip to Thailand and Vohyupitsville. Yeah. And people are watching it for hours. There's so much going on that people are partial. And forget about singers. We can for sure watch for hours. Yeah. Very interesting people all the time. And they have a lot to say about life. They tell the day is, Givaldik. There's so much pulling us, and we don't realize that we're falling and falling, and we have no clue how. Why aren't I so involved in learning? I'm such a good boy. I know Torah is important. I know Avodah Zarah is Hashem. We come to Adira, and we're handling the yeshiva's hak, the family hak, this hak. There's so much going on that's other interests that are pulling us. And that's one of the big nekudas. We're not interested in Musar. Why? Because there's so many other things that interest us. as when it comes to Inyanei Ruchnius, it doesn't really rate close. Anything that's on a screen is already more interesting than a Musa Sefer. Yeah. It Pasha doesn't rate. I'm talking about Kasha screens. I'm not talking about like Chas V'Shalom bad screens, movies, v'chule. It's all basics, just simple things. But there's so many things that pull our interest. So what do we say? We're saying that we shouldn't look at it. It's a good idea. But definitely we should cut down what we're looking at and what we're getting involved in. Because if we see the effect it's having on us and we understand what it's doing to us, it'll help us. In order for us to grow as people, we have to be focused, as we have to see what is stealing our focus. Why aren't we focused in? Why isn't it important to us? Why are we not plugging and doing what we should? We're all good people, we mean well, but we don't realize what's pulling us away. Tir doi lami, there's so much sucking to be doing, to be into. Okay, that's one nakuda. Why we're not so into Musar, because we're so into other things, and the Eitzah is to try to limit, try to be magvel, and try to tell yourself how important it is to be into Musar, because it's going to be magab of you, like we saw. There is one more reason why people are not into Musar. Deep down in the subconscious of a person doesn't want to change. He's very comfortable with himself. He has his comfort zone. Reb Chaska Levenstein said it, that in the times of Europe, when he was in Europe, before World War II, he said people actually knew the Germans were coming, and people were hearing the atrocities of what the Germans were doing, and they still didn't pick up and go. And he was inspired, like you hear horrific things going on. Why aren't people picking up and moving? And he would talk to people, and people will say, you know, Hashem will watch over us. All of a sudden they became big Bali B'tochen. Hashem's going to take care of us. Don't worry. And other people would just say, finally, it's so hard to move. It's so hard to change. And Reb Chaska Levenstein came up with a gewaltige chab, which is a big yesod in life. It is very hard for human beings to change. It's an avodah. I like what I like. I'm used to my situation. To work and grow, you have to work hard on yourself. You have to make a change happen. And people with teva, it's very hard to them. As why do people get bored from Musar, not listen to Musar? It doesn't make an impact on them, because when you come in, you have to have the proper mindset. A person by nature, and he doesn't realize that, he's misnagid to Musar. Ksilim Musar Bozu is the first one of the seven pasuk in Mishlei. Somebody who wants to do what he wants to do, he's Bazu Musar. And Duk V'Tishkach, there are many people in the mirror, you don't have to go too far to find them, that they make fun of Musar. They hate Musar. The only Musar they'll go to is the one that makes a lot of jokes, because they love the jokes, and they love saying over the jokes, and the rest of it they're not really into. But they're not really heavily Bali Musar. V'oi, they'll be Mavaza, the guys who are Bali Musar. Usually they have issues, the tzulim, whatever names they call, and they kilu put them down. Because deep down inside, there's this nagdus to it. They want their freedom. They want to do what they want to do. And that's one of the big things that we have to fix in the Shirish, is the way we look at Musar. Musar is what's going to help us grow. It's going to help change us. It's going to bring us to have a more beautiful future. It's going to help us to grow as human beings. I want to change. I need to change. I need to grow. The more a person realizes that, and the more a person is willing to work on it, the more Musar will talk to him. Masha Engen, when a person is not really willing to work, as Musar is not going to talk to him, and many times it'll just kill the Musar, because he doesn't want to change. As these are two ikkun and kudas to understand about a person to help us to grow. as there was one group of Bachan that one time came and they asked to speak, give a thought, what's the dangers of smartphones, of watching computers? And interestingly enough, instead of speaking about the Pritis Tikkun, which is also a problem, as we it was like more in a VOD setting where we touch base more and we talk out together more, and started to talk about how this Nakuda, how it steals the hearts of people, it gets them into whole different interests in life. And it was amazing the reaction and how they all agreed how much it's, we're so much into other things. We're so much like that we don't even realize how much it's stealing a heart. In the times of the Gemara, it says, Tirish, wine is going to lave. The problem with drinking a lot is because after a while, you need wine. That's what makes me happy, and nothing else is important. If you ever met people who are addicted to alcohol, and I don't mean the guys who are like heavy addicted in Tennessee, talking about yeshiva bachurim, or even some balabatim that are addicted to alcohol. Alcohol is what they need. It's what they live, what they talk. It's their, that's what's choshev to them. As bizman hazeh, there's a new kind of alcohol. I'd rather there's a lot of the old alcohol too, but there's a new kind of alcohol that people get shikha from. And that's a lot of social media, a lot of music, a lot of politics, a lot of tumbling that really pulls the heart away. And it's very important for us to know that, I'm not saying you shouldn't do any of it, but you just have to be careful. It shouldn't get to the point that it's stealing your heart. That's the Yakuda. So that's point number one. And point number two, to realize there's always room for growth. We must grow, like we spoke about before. Me'ez Hashem, that'll help us to have a more positive outlook, to absorb the Musar, try to do the Musar, and be able to grow from the Musar in a different way. And that'll help us be interested and try to grow and become the people that we could be. Okay. As we spoke about a lot about what the importance of Musar is, there's a Hashem now, basically we're going to probably take on Nakuda, either a Sefer or something from the next week's on, to focus in on. There's a Hashem.